This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I said last hour, I really defy anyone to watch the movie 2,000 Mules and not weep for your country. It is just so darn sad. It's unbelievable.
Well, if you ask,
ballot drop boxes are legal. They're okay. But we don't have voter ID. We don't have voter ID.
It's a joke. It was a joke.
It was a lot harder to rent a videotape back in the 80s and 90s and... to vote now. Let's start with this picture.
At a bare minimum, you should watch 2,000 Mules and say, absolutely no doubt about it, ballot drop boxes are an open invite for lawbreakers.
Well, and, you know...
they ought to be banned forever.
It didn't start in 2020. I've said this so many times. Go back to Dewey defeats Truman. The press, the stuffing of the... think of Al Franken and the Norm Coleman deal in Minnesota. I mean, there's all kinds of stories for decades now of ballot harvesting, and dead people voting. Clark County's one of the worst in Las Vegas.
And, and it's up to the states to fix this,
they
folks.
They have to fix it.
It is not a federal thing.
Yes,
I don't
they're
want
trying to make it one, though.
I don't want the federal government
truly
messing with this.
Agreed.
I don't. This is state by state. That's what the founders envisioned. Let me walk you through the movie if you haven't seen it. So we have a sacred vote now replaced with activists, nonprofit groups paying mules to stuff ballot boxes. Every single one of those is a felony. If you drop more than two ballots into a ballot box, that's a felony. It's against the law. Now, here's what they did. In order to allege that 2020 was stolen, they set a very high bar. They only counted mules whose cell phone pings had them dumping five or more ballots at 10 or more ballot boxes after five or more visits to a criminal enterprise known as a nonprofit activist organization. Okay? So they have you on cell phone. And by the way, some people are poo-pooing this. Oh, it could have just walked by. It could have just walked by. They use this very same data to solve crimes and place people at the scene of a crime. Okay? So it's not like some poppycock deal. But here's what... in order to believe that, you have to believe it was pure coincidence that these individuals went into five different nonprofit activist organizations... and then just happened to go by 10 ballot boxes, often in the middle of the night. And because of video surveillance, they know that they're dropping multiple ballots. All of this is publicly available data.
Mm-hmm.
If you think it's crazy, go buy the same data and prove it wrong. It's not wrong. It happened. Okay, so I think they set a very high bar. Now, a lot of these runs, guess what? Middle of the night, too. Isn't that convenient?
Oh, yeah.
The law, thankfully, requires cities and counties to have 24/7 surveillance cameras on these drop boxes. Guess what? You know this because you watched the movie.
Yeah.
Some did, some didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, pesky law.
Yeah.
But the ones that did is how they are able to quantify this.
I would ask, where are the ones that didn't have that? What states and cities were those in?
Exactly. And somebody should pay for that.
I guarantee you know the answer already.
Laws don't matter to these people, folks.
No.
It doesn't. And neither do these mules. It's chilling to watch them empty backpacks of ballots into the boxes.
Well, and you think how in 2016, I mean, Trump, he flooded the zone. He overwhelmed the system. And they were not going to let that happen again in 2020.
So here's my other favorite. On video surveillance, you see some of these mules have rubber gloves. So they make a beeline to the drop box.
Mm-hmm.
They cram these ballots in. Now, many of these ballot boxes are meant to take one ballot.
And they're trying to jam them in. Yeah, they're dealing like they're playing a poker hand.
Right, they're trying to jam them in, and you can't do that. So they've got to do them one by one, and they're dropping and all this stuff, and they come quick trying to do all this. And they've got rubber gloves on. But guess what? The rubber gloves didn't appear in any of the video surveillance until December 23rd. So it was in the Georgia Senate race, okay? Wasn't in the general election in November.
The runoff with Warnock and,
right. That determined the majority.
Which has a lot of questions, too.
And the Biden agenda. Well, absolutely.
By the way.
So, why would all of a sudden on December 23rd people start wearing rubber gloves, right? When they didn't on the 22nd, 21st, or in any of the general election drops?
They weren't going to fingerprint them?
Well, it turns out there was a ruling in California, December 22nd.
Oh.
That said, you go ahead and test the fingerprints of ballots to see if there's the same fingerprint on multiple ballots. That was a court ruling December 22nd, and all of a sudden, December 23rd, we're using rubber gloves.
Uh-huh.
You can't make this up, folks.
I'm not making it up.
The election was stolen. The data from True the Vote proves it, beyond a shadow of a doubt, in the movie. And even by this high standard, there were enough illegal votes in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Georgia to change the electoral count. This whole thing should be in court yesterday. It is just, go watch the movie. All of the criticism you're hearing are from people who haven't watched the movie or just giving you the same old stupid talking points. I had somebody actually over the weekend say, well, it's COVID. You can't say that,
I'm
not kidding you.
I mean, I'm not saying it to you. I'm saying it to whoever said that to you.
Yeah.
How do you look at this with any sort of sane, common sense, critical thinking and go, it's all good? Hey.
There's a lot of it out there.
Most secure ever. Come on.
Here's
man.
A guy by the name of Howie Felterpuss.
Hello.
Yeah. Says, I'm not sure he's real.
Like yeah, right.
I'm not sure he's real.
Yeah.
Right. He studied at Harvard University, according to his profile there. Mr. Felterpuss.
Didn't I see him on Beavis and Butthead one time?
I'm not sure. But anyway, he says, absolutely everything in this movie has been thoroughly debunked. One data analyst was able to identify a single election worker who drove past one of these drop boxes a few times a day as being labeled 10 of these so-called mules. This is the stuff they do. Basically, anyone who carried more than one cellular device, like a cell, iPad, laptop, was tagged as a mule. The whole thing is a sad joke.
What about people, numerous different people, at different ballot drop boxes dealing more than one ballot in?
Well, wait a minute. This just in on Howie Felterpuss. It turns out he has two friends on Facebook.
Okay.
Might that be a fake account?
Probably.
Howie Felterpuss from Harvard? See, these are the kind of things that, another guy...
Not a single say that name over and over, and apparently it worked.
Not a single piece of evidence was presented. Now, don't ask me why, but I argued with these people over the weekend. Never argue with fake bots.
Exactly.
Never, ever, ever! But, thankfully, a lot of folks said, you know, like me, they were just sick. Lori says, every mule needs to spend some time behind bars. Don't tell me they didn't know what they were doing. Doug says, best money I ever spent. If this stuff continues, this country will no longer exist. Again, they're using publicly available data that law enforcement uses to place people at the scene of a crime and video surveillance in the places that were doing actually what the law required. Watch it and tell me you don't get sick to your stomach watching it. Can't just sweep this stuff under the rug. Not anymore. Tell me what's on your mind. John Lott at the bottom of the hour on voter fraud and also on his new book, Gun Myths. Guy's really good. 2580550 is our telephone number. Texter says, Trump lost. Get over it. look, I wish you could not have a myriad of evidence to the contrary. Oh, by the way, Trump and Russia colluded too, didn't they? Oh, no. Until they didn't. Hillary Clinton lied about that. Now we know that too.
Pretty simple. How did Trump lose? And let's break it all down, and then you show me how that worked.
Texter says Biden says a recession is not inevitable. What the hell does he call what we are in right now?
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Hell.
Texter says, I'm not sure what you're smoking when it comes to Ukraine. You need to stop talking and start learning your history in the last 15 years about that country and our government. Quit listening to people like our senators that couldn't find a clue if they tripped over it. You talk in circles and you don't even realize it. I laugh. Now you're talking about 2,000 meals and have no clue what Zelensky and his prior predecessor was doing in Ukraine with our help. What a joke. Right?
There's a lot with Ukraine that I have a lot of questions on, too, man. I'll tell you. When they signed the $40 billion, shoot $40 billion over there.
Texter says, I'm in favor of starting a militia to repel the invasion at the border.
I think you're not alone.
I heard tell of this 15 years ago by a Texan. They were thinking of them. Texter says, gee, maybe some nice Chinese company will move in to Pembina. The bus factory.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The motor coach, yeah.
Send up their spy apparatus. More after this.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars, the big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA, just $1.49. Jack's Lynx, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget any size fountain pop for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. PetroServe USA. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25% to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get ready to be hungry. Our friends at PetroServe USA are serving up chicken fettuccine on 45th today. Orange chicken in Yulin. Glendon has chicken fried steak. Downtown Fargo, Swedish meatballs on MP Avenue. Sloppy Joe's today at 12th and I-29. You can have a choice of lasagna or popcorn chicken if you hit the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location up by Bonanzaville. Swedish meatballs in Harwood. And Valley City, your choice of scallop potatoes. Mmm, good. Or meatloaf, Valley City. They didn't ruin the scalloped potatoes with ham this time. I like that. Oh, don't send your hate mail now. Don't. I love bacon, but the cubes of ham are just bad experience as a child. You know? So,
oh, yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Yeah, I got it.
Does that do it for you?
I get it.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience, and today any fresh-baked muffin is 99 cents, lowest price fuel around, too. That's why you'll find the Marathon brand, you'll find PetroServe USA brand, you'll find Senex brand. They do that so they can get the best price at the pump. A lot of options of where the fuel comes from. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scout sent you. Clint in Bismarck, let's get you in here. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I was going to say the MCI bus plant there, cause and effect. Our senators were all for this so-called infrastructure bill that we spent $1.2 billion towards electric school buses, racist roads, and internet equity. So, let's not take care of the American worker. Let's take care of everybody else. As long as they're not from America.
Anything else, Clint, or are you feeling better now? Get everything off your chest.
Well, can you argue with what I said?
Well, I don't think the $1.2 billion that you're talking about was the reason that the MCI folks decided to build electric buses.
School bus, wasn't that the reason? Electric, they're going to go to electric buses? Kamala, she can just giggle giddy over that now.
Somebody else said Kamala loves buses. Maybe she can get the people to work together, and in working together, they can save the bus company by working together with unity while working together.
There it is. There were robust conversations.
Cackle.
The military can't operate without computer chips, so maybe we can open a computer chip plant there.
There you go.
And I'll again say that the infrastructure bill, which is actually infrastructure, not all infrastructure that we like. You pointed out some stuff we don't like that is pointless. But it saved us a $3, possibly $4 trillion Build Back Broke plan. So there is strategy. This is why we don't want a Democrat House, a Democrat Senate, a Democrat President. That's what you can blame. You want to blame. Anything. I'd like to know more about this union thing, though, up there. When they're talking about they do full benefits, and when people get past their probationary period, then they're going on leave. And if that's happening a lot, if that's being exploited and the unions are for it, then the company's saying, enough already. I can't do this.
Right.
I'd like to know more about that from the caller that called in earlier. Let's see here. Jesus said to search and you will find him, says a texter. Some might think I'm bonkers, but I say it's true. Well, I don't think you're bonkers. I think you're simply reading from the greatest story ever told. Texter says, I ordered sheets this weekend. I can't wait to try them. You're going to love them. Just saying. Because I assume you're telling us about My Pillow sheets. Which, by the way, there's buy one, get one specials for right now. MyPillow.com. Monkeypox is a distraction. They will likely just stick with COVID for the coming autumn elections as, quote, cases are on the rise again, unquote.
Yep.
Even though it's an endemic now, like the flu. Be prepared for mass mail-in balloting and drop boxes to be heavily pushed again. Not this time. Not on our watch. And, by the way, it's happening. Fargo has mail-in voting. Fargo has mail-in voting. What? How can that possibly be? They tried to bully the county into doing it.
Have we gotten that lazy? I don't know. I mean, there's always special circumstances.
No, no, it has nothing to do with being lazy. This is
election day. This is the day you go vote. You go vote. You get your sticker. You voted. You're done.
If you are a leftist, you believe that people are so dumb they won't vote unless you mail them a ballot. That's what you believe. That's what you believe of people.
Exactly. Yeah, and black people in Georgia can't get an ID either, apparently. They don't know how to do that. Go on and on. It's ridiculous.
To me, the sad thing is that's what these people believe of people they consider neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Their voters, their base. It's awful. Scott, I do believe we could be headed to World War III if we don't get a non-globalist, non-neocon historical perspective on this conflict. A lot of cheery stuff today. Another texter, isn't it funny? They're still using gas lawnmowers, gas lawnmowers on the Capitol grounds in Washington, D.C.
What?
Well,
the government trucks aren't battery powered now?
They don't want to have to, you know, plug it in. Texter says the caller, Tim, that you started with is absolutely correct about Russia and Ukraine. Scott, do you or your audience know of a website or another location that asks candidates, what is happening to my voice here? Do you know of a website or other location that asks candidates the same conservative questions so voters can compare their answers and vote accordingly? From school board to sheriff to Senate, we need to ask them the right questions and start distributing their answers so we can work together to get real conservatives elected to all positions. If not, I'll come up with the questions if we can somehow use your platform. I have been doing something similar to what you're suggesting with candidates for the Fargo City Commission and mayor's race. And our idea of doing that is when we've interviewed everybody ahead of the June 14th election, we will then put that up as a voter guide so you can compare all of them. Asking things like, you know, where do you put yourself on the ideological scale? Red flags go up when we say, well, I work for Heidi Heitkamp, but I'm a Democrat. I mean, I'm a moderate. Now, wait a minute here. Heidi Heitkamp wasn't a moderate. You know, you learn things.
Mm-hmm.
So, Texture says, if you believe the movie 2,000 Mules is true, then you believe the movie The Wizard of Oz is true also. I think that was so good I read it twice. I watched 2,000 Mules so
Come
good,
on.
But I was so mad afterwards.
Come on.
Well, I know. These are people that get sucked in very easily to these things. And I guarantee this person's not seen it.
I don't know. We're not in America anymore.
Yeah, I don't know how you watch that and not just... I think I dislocated my jaw a bit as it dropped.
Oh, I was sick. I almost left.
It is. It's disturbing.
I was just sick. And here's the deal. I would like to think whether you're Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative, you could see this playing out on your TV screens of actual video footage, okay? And say, this is just wrong. This is just wrong. This isn't Founding Fathers' version of a republic in America. Another texter, the alleged president answers a question about Taiwan that is retracted by his handlers. Creepy Joe Biden is a danger to this country. All right. Texture says, regarding Dave Pepcorn, yes, this is a big concern of mine, and not the legitimate president of the United States destroying the country that I was born and continue to live in. There you go. Somebody else wants me to read from the Wall Street Journal over the weekend because they don't pay for it. I could do that. We're going to talk to John Lott, though, about a voter fraud investigation he's been part of. Also, his book, Gun Control Myths. Don't go away.
Big news. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. Now, Americans like me have found a source they do trust. It's Newsmax. I watch Newsmax TV, and I even use the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. Nielsen says that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. Start your mornings with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty, and finish the night with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. On weekends, watch Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Rob Carson, Sebastian Gorka, and much more. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it, or change to a cable system that does carry Newsmax. More than 20 million Americans have made the switch to a new source they can trust, Newsmax. Make the switch today. You won't go back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The baby formula crisis in the United States has been known since February, and finally the first imports of baby formula arrived in the United States over the weekend. More flights from foreign countries are coming to ease the shortage as domestic production is not ready. As Americans plan for a summer vacation, they're being met with astronomical inflation and never-before-seen gas prices. The Biden administration puts the blame on Russian President Vladimir Putin. Not so fast, says Republican Congressman Michael Waltz from Florida. He was on Fox News and says the blame falls squarely on the White House.
Energy costs and transportation costs are the largest driver of inflation. They were there well in place as soon as he shut down that Keystone pipeline and all of the federal leases and the drilling in Alaska and on down the list and told all of the woke companies in Wall Street don't invest in oil and gas. This isn't Putin. This is Biden.
USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
On your mind, just learned that Burley County and Bismarck also have mail-in voting. Why? Why? I don't understand it. I get for some of the most, you know,
yes,
areas where you got a county that, for instance, the county seat is, you know, 2 hours away and people got to drive 2 hours. That makes sense.
That's absentee. That's, you have to...
Well, no, it's not. I mean, I've seen that before where if I live 2 hours from the county seat.
I should say that the rules should be the same as absentee.
Right.
Even if it should be.
I can't get there that day.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
In, right.
Yeah. Roscoe Straley, a legislator some time ago, active conservative up in the Minot region, has dropped a proposal today for a residential property tax cut of 50% on all residential property. And sent us some data supporting this. I got to dig into this a little bit. But we'll be talking to Roscoe more about that plan here in the coming days. 27 before the top of the hour, John Lott is here. Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, senior advisor for research and statistics at the U.S. Department of Justice's Office of Legal Policy. Worked on voter fraud issues there. Also the author of a book, Gun Control Myths. So we're going to talk about both here today. Dr. Lott, nice to have you back. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm no longer with the Department of Justice. That was up until January last year, but I appreciate it.
Well, you know, they could use your services. We know that. Be wonderful if they listen to folks that do the research like you have on so many issues. We've been talking a little bit about voter fraud today, the movie 2000 Mules, investigations going on. I want to tap into your law enforcement brain here for a bit before we talk about the book. What's your take on where we find ourselves at with the voter fraud in this country today?
Well, you know, if concerns about vote fraud are a delusion, then they're a delusion shared by the rest of the world. You look at rules in other countries, the United States is a real outlier in terms of not having rules and regulations to prevent vote fraud. Look at Europe, for example. There are 47 countries in Europe. 46 and a half of them require government-issued photo IDs to be able to vote. The one outlier is part of the United Kingdom, but now they are also have legislation to change. So pretty soon, all 47 of the 47 countries will have that. You look at something like absentee ballots. 35 countries in Europe ban absentee ballots for people living in the country. Another 10 allow it, but they will not send it in the mail. They require that you have to come in person with a government-issued photo ID to be able to obtain it, because they want to make sure that the person who's obtaining it is the one who's supposed to be the one who's voting it. They won't send it in the mail because they're worried about it getting stolen. And 6 of those 10 countries limited further to people who are in the hospital or in the military at the time of the election, and they don't take your word for it. You have to have third-party verification from either the hospital or the military to prove that you will be unavailable to vote. So, and it's just not those countries. Canada and Mexico both have government-issued photo IDs. Mexico also requires the thumbprint on the ID that they check. Mexico bans absentee ballots for people living in the country. You know, developed countries around the world, countries in Europe, countries in general. Over 100 countries require government-issued photo IDs to be able to go and vote. That's virtually all the democracies in the world require that. You know, you look at the debate that we had last year where Democrats walked out of the state legislature in Texas in order to try to keep a vote from occurring. What were they most upset about? They were upset about the fact that the bill would limit drop boxes to only be out in public between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. at night, and that they required that somebody monitor it at all times. That was a bridge too far for Democrats, and yet I can't find a single country in the world that doesn't have strict chain of custody regulations with regard to ballot boxes. I mean, this is directly related to the movie that you were talking about. They want to make sure that people have IDs so they know that the ballot that's going in the ballot box is from the person who's putting it in the ballot box. And they make sure that people are watching it all the time so you can't have people put in other people's ballots. You know, it's the notion that a country would have ballot boxes out at 3 a.m. in the morning unattended is something that never even crosses the minds of people in other countries.
Yeah, and if we're trying to prevent crime, we have some work to do with our own voting laws. I mean, there's no reason for ballot drop boxes, none, pandemic or not. You know, it's right. but it you know, I'm left with no other conclusion than we expect there to be ways to cheat. And if we really were worried about crime prevention, as it pertains to our ballot, we got a lot of work to do, don't we?
You know, the thing is, people don't know the history of voting in the United States. You know, it's just not other countries that have been concerned about vote buying and vote fraud. The first state to adopt secret ballots in the United States was Kentucky in 1882. The last state to adopt secret ballots was South Carolina in 1950. And the reason why we moved, so first of all, for most of our history, we didn't have secret ballots. And what used to happen is you'd have a ballot box up in front of the room. People would take different colored pieces of paper depending upon which party they were voting for, and they would drop it in the ballot box. The thing is, people used to get paid often for how they voted. You'd have the political parties on either stand on either side of the ballot box, and they'd watch to see what colored piece of paper you were putting in. And based on that, if you voted the right way, they would pay you. In fact, when states moved to secret ballots, there was about a 12% drop in the rate that people voted, because when people weren't getting paid, some people stopped voting right when they stopped getting paid. And when you moved to secret ballots, you couldn't pay people anymore. You could tell them you voted for them, but they couldn't be sure. And at the same time, because of the concerns about vote buying, we also ended in many places or had very strict regulations on absentee ballots. And we also banned vote harvesting. And because we just had this experience, we knew firsthand about this vote buying occurred. When you had absentee ballots, you allowed people to go and buy votes because you could show them how you were voting. And then with vote harvesting, not only could you show them how they were voting, but they could turn in the ballot themselves so they would know it was cast, and they would pay you more for being able to go and do that. Well, you know, over time, people forgot why we had the rules in place that we did. You know, let a few decades go by or more, and people forget about those things, and they gradually loosen these things up. But having things like mail-in voting, which is even more extreme than absentee ballots, and as I say, the vast majority of the world bans absentee ballots, let alone having mail-in ballots like we had. You know, there are reasons why they do that, and there are reasons why the rest of the world, as well as the United States for a good part of our history, would ban vote harvesting.
The media is complicit in all of it as well, just like they are with the latest hysteria over the mass shooting in Buffalo. Horrific, awful story. And we're led to believe that the Buffalo shooter that killed 10 emerged from this right-wing ecosystem, a far-right ecosystem. That's actually the terminology the Los Angeles Times read. It took me 30 seconds of doing a little digging to find out this guy was actually an environmental extremist, Dr.
Right. Lowe. Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's amazing how the media covers these different stories. You know, it's not just the fact that you will look in vain to find anybody talk about the rules in other countries with regard to voting. You know, they just say it's a myth that you have vote fraud. And when you're talking about the shooting, and it's not just this last shooting, they have a certain template. They want to go and claim that these people are right-wing conservative types. You have headlines that say, you know, he's a mainstream Republican. Or you have the New York Times saying that this mass murderer has links to former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. You know, it's just so bizarre. You know, this guy himself called himself an eco-fascist. He called himself, you know, a moderate authoritarian left person, you know. And
yeah, again, this is his own words. This is his own words. This is how he described himself. You don't have guess.
Right. No, exactly. And his racism, was he a racist? Yeah, he was definitely a racist. But his racism was rooted in environmentalism. He believed that minorities had more kids, and that he was very upset about overpopulation, and that he thought we needed to dramatically reduce the population in the United States and the world. And name me one Republican who's upset about overpopulation and thinking we need to dramatically reduce the world's population, and that he's particularly upset about minorities because they have more kids on average than European whites do. I don't know anybody like that. I can name Democrats. AOC, for example, it has said that there's a real moral dilemma people have for whether they should have any kids. You have Biden and other Democrats talking about the existential threat that we face in terms of the environment. You know, is it surprising that you have an 18-year-old who's been listening to those types of apocalyptic type fears about the end of the world and the end of mankind because of overpopulation or global climate change or something else, that you'd have somebody that would react in this extreme manner? But you're never going to see the media bring up his environmental views that are there. Instead, and it's just not him.
I mean, it's cherry-picking right out of his manifesto. It's unbelievable. Dr. Lott, hang tight. We're going to talk about the book Gun Control Myths, and I promised to read a little bit of the Wall Street op-ed over the weekend regarding how Clinton sanctioned the Russia-Trump narrative. Stay tuned, folks.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the Internet? Just like these sounds bring you back Our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at ADMNow.com.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a GoMini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention at the Ramkota Hotel and Conference Center in Bismarck, Wednesday, June 15th and Thursday, June 16th, with a social to follow on Wednesday. Hear what's new with the Bakken. Speakers include Lynn Helms, Director of North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and Ron Ness, President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. For registration and early bird registration for members and non-members, go to naro-us.org. It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention, June 15th and 16th, in Bismarck.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind? Is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. Not only taking orders on the new 2022 CR1500. It's getting a step ahead of myself, although it won't be long for the 2023s. You can explore the new GMC Sierra HD and find out just what grade you need, because it depends on how much you need to tow and stuff. Whole bunch of different options for you. That plus 75 used vehicles and the new Buicks and GMCs come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
The author of Gun Control Myth, Dr. John Lott, with us for the final segment today on What's on Your Mind. So I honor the listeners. I'll just tell you, the Wall Street Journal op-ed that ran, I forget if this is Friday or Saturday, is a must-read for everybody. The establishment, you know, corrupt fake news media is ignoring this like they ignore, you know, the reasons for the price of gas being where it's at, or inflation being where it's at, or what's happening at the border. Same reasons. including, by the way, the news division of the Wall Street Journal. But an op-ed, an opinion piece by the Wall Street Journal editorial board is must reading because it is talking about the failed 2016 presidential nominee Hillary Clinton's involvement in the Alpha Bank smear against Donald Trump. And it was Friday. They published a scathing column excoriating Clinton for the enormous harm she did to the country with this smear, saying the Clinton campaign created the Trump Alpha allegation, fed it to a credulous press that failed to confirm the allegations but ran with them anyway, then promoted the story as if it was legitimate news. The campaign also delivered the claims to the FBI, giving journalists another excuse to portray the accusations as serious and perhaps true. Most of the press will ignore this news, but the Russia-Trump narrative that Mrs. Clinton's sanction did enormous harm to the country. It disgraced the FBI, humiliated the press, and sent the country on a three-year investigation to nowhere. Vladimir Putin never came close to doing as much disinformation damage. Right there, folks. True story. What else have they done? Back with Dr. John Lott. Want to talk a little bit about gun control, Miss, because the media, of course, is complicit there as well. But you got a great new book out there. What's number one on the list of gun control myths that is, you know, your favorite example of this, Dr. Lott?
I don't know. I mean, the book goes through 45 different myths. But, you know, I suppose there are lots of things that really affect people's perceptions about the costs and benefits of guns. You look at the media coverage, for example. You look for last year, you'll find maybe about 2,600 news stories across the country that deal with defensive gun uses. The thing is, we know that the number is much greater than that. And just to give you one example, when over half the news stories, when they occur, talk about the attacker being killed. Most of the rest involve cases where the attacker's been wounded. Only about 4% of news stories cover cases where simple brandishing of guns occur. But what people have to understand is what makes something newsworthy doesn't actually necessarily reflect reality. We know that about 95% of defensive gun uses actually involve brandishing of guns rather than firing. But you know, if you're an editor of a news bureau and you have two stories in front of you, in one case there's a dead body on the ground, particularly if it's a sympathetic victim. In another case, let's say a woman's brandished a gun, the would-be attacker's run away, no shots are fired, nobody shot, and you're not even sure what crime would have been committed. Which story are you going to pick to run in your paper? It's going to be the one with the dead body. Now, you may care about dead bodies from a newsworthiness perspective, but from a policy perspective in terms of what keeps people safe, well, you're going to care about both of those. So it's understandable, even if they knew about these cases, why they wouldn't run a lot of these defensive gun news stories. So, you know, if you look at the top five newspapers last year, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, LA Times, Washington Post, USA Today. What you'll find is they had about 2,500 news stories about gun crimes. By contrast, they only had 10 news stories together on defensive gun uses. So you're a well-read person. You read the big newspapers. You go and listen to CNN and MSNBC. You think you're well-informed. CNN and MSNBC had zero stories about defensive gun uses last year. And, you know, what do you come away? You come away with the fact that you hear lots and lots of stories about gun crimes. You very rarely hear any defensive gun uses. And, by the way, most of those 10 stories had something go wrong with the defensive gun use. Either they shot the wrong person, or the gun was taken from them and used against them. Very unusual cases, but you would think defensive gun uses virtually never occur, and the few times they do occur, something goes wrong. And, you know, I'm sure it has a real impact on people's perceptions about the costs and benefits of guns.
Of course it does. Of course it does. Just like the impact of the media did on the Russia collusion hoax led to an impeachment trial.
Right.
And now we know it was all bogus, and the media lapped it up, and they're now ignoring it. Well read means brainwashed in today's vernacular with this media. They're absolutely corrupt. You're a treasure, Dr. Lott. Appreciate the good work you do. And honestly, folks, read books like Gun Control Myths so you're able to have these conversations with folks. The Crime Prevention Research Center President, Dr. John Lott, with us on What's on Your Mind. God bless you, sir.
You can find more at our website at crimeresearch.org.
Perfect. Stratacorp is hiring. Don't miss the hiring event Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks and in West Fargo. Strat has been a North Dakota-based family-owned company for more than a century. They're looking for solid people to join the team at Stratacorp. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks at 1600 North 48th Street. In West Fargo, 210 12th Avenue Northwest. On-site interviews. Ask about a $2,500 sign-on bonus for ready-mix drivers. Stratacorp. Hiring. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss it.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and, through years of experience, bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.